I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Ivory Coast is descending into civil war. The dispute over November's election is targeting Christians, according to Open Doors' Carl Mueller. Believers are associated with President Gbagbo, who's a Christian and refuses to leave office. Prayers for peace are seen as further evidence of Gbagbo loyalty.
Our co-workers on the ground say that several churches have been already burned, and many Christians have been beaten up. And there are actually, although we don't have firm numbers on this, according to our co-worker there, Christians who've been killed in these attacks.
40,000 more people are without shelter. Pray for their strength and for Christ's love to shine through them. Next, Japan's damages will be in the hundreds of billions of dollars. For many survivors of the crises, their most immediate concern is not the future, but the present need for food, shelter, clean water, and heat. Asian Access estimates nearly 300 churches were in the tsunami-impacted areas. They've set up a relief base, and other churches are serving as shelters. A2 also has a $1 million matching grant right now, where funds are doubled in impact. We've got more online. And earlier this month, Ethiopia made some drastic changes in its foreign adoption policies. However, experts believe a compromise can be worked out between agencies and the government. Bethany Christian Services' Sarah Ryder says they'll continue building on family services. Their team acts as the hands and feet of Christ in nurturing the children they're working with. However, prayer is needed for the staff and the families who are in limbo.
Pray that God would just wrap his arms around these families and that they would trust him, that he has a plan in all this and he knows about this, and we're going to get through this together.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates, at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.